This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Video games. They've been drawing in kids and adults alike for some time now. Parents may worry. Are their kids too glued to the screen? Will they ever pick up a book and read? Danica Davidson to the rescue. Davidson writes Minecraft novels for kids, books about the characters who live inside video games. She has also written for MTV, for which she received a Webby Award, CNN, Nickelodeon, and hundreds of publications. Davidson talks about how she got started.
I started dictating stories when I was 3. I wrote my first novel, and it was terrible, at the age of 7. But then I kept writing novels. I was finishing them regularly in middle school. And I began submitting to agents and editors and learned that getting into publishing is about the hardest thing in the world. I went through years of rejections, and I actually sold my book on manga first, which was a surprise. I had an agent, and we were pitching a YA series, but because of my background in manga, a publisher actually approached me to buy the manga book.
So what is manga?
Manga are Japanese comics. So if you think of like Sailor Moon or Digimon, you know, stuff like that, it's anime is the animation. Manga are the comics. A lot of them go into both mediums.
I think probably most of us would recognize them if we're not familiar by the images have these large Bambi eyes.
A lot of them do have the big eyes.
And some of the other types of writing that you've done, you have a very wide, colorful range of what you do. You've worked for MTV. You obviously have a sense of humor if you write for Onion. LA Times, there's a lot of very different kind of publications.
Well, when I was starting out submitting my novels as a teenager, I learned very quickly how hard they are to get out there. And I, in my senior year of high school, had to start making my own income. So I began submitting to small newspapers, and that's where I got started. From there, I would take those samples and take them to bigger places. And I started out writing about anime and manga because I like them. For a local newspaper, and then sent that to Anime Insider, which is an anime magazine. From there, I sent that work and got into Booklist and Publishers Weekly, and believe it or not, MTV, The Onion, and CNN, all based on my writing about manga.
All based on manga. That's interesting. So how does that connection work? Because like, for instance, with CNN, I think news. With MTV, I think music videos.
With MTV, which I got into first, they had a section of their website that unfortunately is no longer around, where they did comic book news, mainly of comic books being turned into movies. This was when Thor was coming out and they're kind of doing more stuff with X-Men. And they wanted someone who knew comic books. And even though I have the more of a slant toward manga, I'm also very familiar with American comic books. And I had the background in writing, and so I submitted my stuff to the editor there in charge of that, and he really liked it. And with CNN, it was the same thing. I actually covered manga for them. When you look at manga, there's often kind of the big-eyed stereotype of, like, it's just for kids, but it's not. I don't really read the younger ones. I read ones that are more aimed for teenagers and adults, but they often get into very complex storylines. And they'll have a certain number of volumes. You start the first book, and the situation is not going to get resolved until you finish that whole series. So they pull you in.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Davidson reads an excerpt from her newest Minecraft novel, Escape from the Overworld.
The monsters came out whenever it got dark. I didn't realize the sun was setting until it was too late. I'd gotten totally caught up in what I was doing, building my very first treehouse. When you're the son of the man who's the best builder around, it means you have a lot to prove. I was Stevie, from a long line of Steves, in a land where just about everyone was named Steve. Here's the thing, though. My dad was the Steve. No one calls him that to his face, but everyone knows him, and everyone knows I am his son. My dad had forged a diamond sword when he was 12, only 1 year older than I am now. The sword was so good, he still uses it to this day to slay zombies, and he is known as the best zombie slayer around. If you play Minecraft, the main character you play is named Steve, which is how I got that. The main character is an 11-year-old Stevie, whose dad is Steve, and he comes from a long line of everyone named Steve. And he's not good at fighting the monsters. He's not good at building. He feels very insecure next to his father. And then portals play a major part in Minecraft, because you can make portals to the end, which is pretty difficult, or make portals to the nether, which is easier. And Stevie finds a portal to Earth. And that's where he meets an 11-year-old girl named Mason and follows her to school and sees this whole new world. But they accidentally leave the portal open, so the monsters from the Minecraft world get out to Earth. And they have to take care of that. And then the series continues from Escape from the Overworld as Mason and Stevie have different adventures going back and forth between the two worlds. For the books from Minecrafters, I have 4 out so far, and then I have 2 more coming out. So far, I have Escape from the Overworld, Attack on the Overworld, The Rise of Herobrine, and Down into the Nether. In September, The Armies of Herobrine comes out, and then in October, Battle with the Wither comes out. And that will be the 6th and final book in the series. Later this year, there will be a box set of all of them. And I have the manga book out, and then for something completely different, I have a Barbie comic book coming out in September.
A Barbie comic book. Tell us about that.
That one was very interesting, how it came about. I was submitting my stuff to different comic book publishers. I'd actually submitted a Tales from the Crypt script to this one publisher, and they wrote back and said, "Hey, how do you feel about writing Barbie?" And it was a pretty big change between the two of them. It's like, of course, I'll write Barbie. And I pitched a story, because they wanted something with Barbie and puppies, about Barbie and her sisters and their puppies, because they have puppies now, putting together a puppy party to get all the local dogs at the shelter adopted. So it has to do with some real-world stuff again.
So there's kind of good lessons and social issues, and in this case, maybe even animal rights, and that's kind of neat. Are you a Barbie fan? Did you play with Barbie as a girl?
I kind of learned Barbie through this, and the books for Minecrafters are unofficial, but Barbie is official. Mattel looked over and approved everything, so I had to send in a synopsis first that Mattel liked, and then I sent in the script, and they looked all over it.
So how difficult was that to work with Mattel? Are they very particular about their brand and how it gets presented? I imagine they must be.
They did want things presented a certain way. They wanted a few changes, but overall they liked what I did. I looked at other Barbie merchandise before writing it to make sure I'd get the right sort of feel for it.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Danica Davidson. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.